The male genitalia may be examined with the patient standing or supine. The standing position, shown first, is much better for detecting hernias or a varicocele. Wear gloves throughout. From a seated position, expose the standing patient's genitalia. To assess sexual maturity, if indicated, note the distribution of pubic hair, the size and shape of the penis and testes, and the color and texture of the scrotal skin. Later, you will palpate testicular signs. Check the skin around the base of the penis for inflammation, excoriation, nips, or lice. After retracting the foreskin, if necessary, inspect the gland, noting any lesions or scars, and observe the location of the urethral meatus, normally at the tip of the gland. Compress the gland gently between your thumb and index finger to open the urethral meatus. Inspect it for discharge. If any is present, culture it by methods used at your clinical site. Next, palpate the shaft of the penis, noting any induration or tenderness. There should be none.
I'm going to examine the scrotum with your bolted penis on the way.
Observe the contours of the scrotum, noting any swellings or burning. Inspect the skin of the scrotum for rashes or nodules. None are seen here. With your thumb and first two fingers, gently palpate each pressure to assess its size and consistency, and to detect any nodules or masses. Pressures are normally smooth, ovoid, symmetrical in size and consistency, and sensitive to pressure. Then palpate the left epididymis, noting any nodules or tenderness. Using your thumb and fingers, palpate the left splenic cord, including the back rostrum, and feel it from the epididymis to the external inguinal ring. Note any nodules or swelling. Repeat palpation on the right epididymis and splenic cord. If a nodule or swelling is palpable, further evaluation, including ultrasound, is indicated.